Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.
The Employment Permits Bill was set to change what kind of workers outside the EU and UK can get permission to live and work here. It covers seasonal employment and whether spouses can also come and live here. But the minister steering the bill through the Oireachtas, Neil Richmond, was moved to the Department of Finance. And immigration has suddenly become a very hot and political geopolitical issue for Ireland. Claire Comiskey is the director of Fragomen, which is a consultancy on immigration issues, and joins us now. Good morning, Claire.
Good morning, Joe.
Just to clarify what you guys do, your company helps find non-EU workers for Irish-based companies. Is that right?
No, it's slightly different to that, Joe. So our clients are the employers. They've already hired the non-EU worker, but they have to go through the paperwork in order to get that person to Ireland. So they would engage us to file their employment permits and also the entry visa applications. And after the person gets into Ireland, to help their employee register with the immigration authorities. And they'd also usually call upon us, you know, after a year or 2 years to help them to renew that person's employment permit.
All right.
Do
you check first that these employers have first tried to hire staff locally in Ireland and the EU?
So the current bill, it's aiming to consolidate all of the existing employment permits law into one piece of legislation. It's also going to make the system a lot more flexible because it will give the minister the power to make regulations on different areas, you know, so that's much more efficient instead of, you know, having to introduce a piece of legislation like every time a change is needed. It's also going to allow employment permit holders to change employers more easily. It introduces new permit types for seasonal employment. So, you know, that's a big change. We've never had that permit type before. And it's proposing to introduce changes to dependent employment permits.
Okay.
And remove now, also the requirement for newspaper advertising for certain roles.
Now, does this or will this mean that there will be more non-EU workers coming into the state or being able to come into the state?
We wouldn't anticipate that, Joe, because in our experience, employers in Ireland, they'd love nothing more than to, you know, hire locally, be that Irish or European workers. I mean, because there's a lot of paperwork involved for an employer, you know, and financial outlay to get an employment permit for someone from overseas. And I suppose the thing to understand about the employment permit system is that you get your permit before you come to Ireland. So it's not like, you know, migrants can arrive in Ireland and then go through this process. Employers will, you know, make the offer of employment and then apply for the employment permit and the entry visa if needed before the person can come to Ireland.
Yeah, I also see that the bill is going to provide for a higher minimum salary level for people to that they must earn before they get a permit.
Correct. So, I mean, a number of years, there'd be no changes really to the minimum salary levels. So there were changes introduced in January of this year. The issue around that was, you know, in our experience, it was the, you know, lack of lead-in time and the consultation period. So the increases were just announced in December, but then made effective in mid-January. So what we were hearing from employers was, you know, that was a very difficult lead-in time for them. They were surprised that there wasn't, you know, much consultation around it in advance. None of our employers took issue with the fact that there was, you know, increases to the minimum salary levels. It was more, you know, how it was introduced and the short lead-in time.
Now, there's been an interregnum, there's been a change in minister. Will the bill get through the Oireachtas or can you see it being changed given how hot immigration is as a subject now?
We'd be optimistic that it will get through the Oireachtas. You know, but obviously that's going to be based on, you know, is there the political will to do that? We'd hope, you know, that the political establishment can see the value in corporate immigration. I mean, this is a totally different area, you know, of our immigration system. You know, it's not related to international protection.
All right, Claire, thank you very much for your time. That is Claire Comiskey, a director with Fragomen, which is a consultancy in the immigration field.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.